Friday, February 26, 2021, 4:42 a.m. Okay, I'm gonna paint here today. I received my first vaccination yesterday afternoon, and they rescheduled me for another month to come back. Arms a little sore and where they shot me. They said I might have a fever. If I hydrate well, I might not have a headache. Well, I hydrated well when I afterwards, so I never got a headache. But I did feel a little warm for a while yesterday afternoon, and it went away. But that's about it. I don't feel any other symptoms of the possible side effects. I don't know what I'm going to do with the painting today. It's looking kind of gray in certain areas. so much for embracing gray, huh? There's a lot I can work on this, and I am looking forward to working on it. So, I don't know. Things have really gotten kind of strange. On a report, there was a report on the TV, and then also I was watching the Dave Rubin report today on YouTube, and is talking about how woke Hasbro has become for Mr. Potato Head. They will no longer on the label of the box put Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head on there because I guess it offends some people. So it's just going to be Potato Head. that's carrying it a little too far, I think. I don't want my kid influenced by any kind of traditional stereotypes of Mr. and Mrs. or whatever. Okay, well then just take your kids out to the woods and just live out there or something, you know, or just you know, isolate them. But you know, you don't have to get some company to change their packaging. You know, just don't buy it if it really bothers you. You know, don't let them watch TV with all the little commercials. You know, it's bad for them anyway, right? I had my daughter, and the one thing you can never ever do is protect them from everything. You could never ever do that. You can try, you know, and it's always your responsibility to do that. But, I got divorced and my ex-wife moved way out into the sticks, way back somewhere, out in the hills of the Sierras. And, you figure they'd be kind of safe out there. there are influences out there that I'm not happy with. I won't discuss because it's her life. But I'm not happy with the influences that were out there. So, you know, and you come down here and there's all of this, you know, the regular influences out here. So, like I said, you'll never, ever be able to protect them from everything that you think they should be protected from. Ever. Okay. Let's see. So like I said, this world is going crazy. There's some weird things happening. Some people are saying, yeah, they're waiting for an armed revolution. We had an armed insurrection at the Capitol, the nation's capital. And they keep saying that, but nobody ever produced any arms. You know, so I mean, when you say armed insurrection, you think a bunch of guys with AR-15s just storming the Capitol and pointing them at everybody, you know? But as far as I know, the only handgun that went off was the one that killed the woman from San Diego, shot her in the neck and killed her. And that was shot by a police who has yet been unnamed. So I guess they're protecting him, you know. Don't women's lives matter, huh? I guess not. I guess they don't want to talk to that guy for some reason. They don't want to question why he made the decision to shoot the lady. Anyway. Oh, well, let me get to work here. Okay, 6:58 a.m. And I'm gonna take a little break here, make my wife some breakfast because it's her day to go do to go feed the chickens, be a chicken lady today in Fair Oaks Village. And so I like to make her breakfast so she can get on her way and helps her out the other stuff that she's got to do around here too. So I'm gonna take a break and do that. Painting's going on just fine, I guess. Okay, 9:41 a.m. I gotta get out there and deal with the dog and all the other stuff I gotta do. I'm gonna do some yard work today. It's gonna be windy tomorrow, and I need to blow this. But it was windy Tuesday and Wednesday, very windy on Wednesday. And for us, anyway, maybe someplace else it was not as windy as Tuesday. Yeah, trees came down, branches came down. I think on Tuesday, unfortunately, a woman was playing in the park with her child in Davis, and a branch fell down and killed her. I guess it injured her pretty bad, fatally injured her, or mortally injured her, and she died in the hospital. Yeah, those things are dangerous. They're really pretty heavy things, and if it crush, it'll crush you. I've seen it crush cars. I've seen a branch of a giant oak tree, a branch, break off and just demolish a detached garage of somebody's house. I mean, it was the garage was literally demolished. You know, nothing left of the roof, and maybe three walls left standing, and the rest, everything else was just crushed. So you really got to be watch out for that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I'm going to get out there and deal with my yard today and try to clean some of this stuff up too. And that's it for today. Have a good one.